Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and happy December. Today, December 2nd, we are happy to welcome into our studios the Jamestown Community Chorus. The music director, B.J. Whitehouse, is back once again. Welcome back, B.J.
Thanks, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. And the publicity chairman for the Jamestown Community Chorus, chairwoman, Judith Anderson, is here. Welcome back, Judith.
It's a pleasure to be back.
Nice to have you with us. So let's find out everything that's been happening with the Jamestown Community Chorus. This is quite a few years now we've been able to get together and have you on Conducting Conversations. And there's always interesting things that have happened in the past. And let's ask BJ what's been going on.
Well, I think aside from our concerts coming up next week, the old-fashioned Christmas concerts, the really exciting thing for us was being able to perform with Trinity Rep. And this year, with their Christmas Carol, they've invited choruses from all over to join in. And so we got to join in on the 24th of November with both performances at noon and 6. And we got to, you know, be on stage and see how everything worked out.
Be with the pros. Right?
Absolutely. So, you know, we've attended the play many, many times, but never having been backstage was very exciting.
Yeah, that's great. And Trinity Rep, one of the premier theaters in the country, not only Rhode Island or the Northeast, but actually in the country. And it's always great to see what they put on and the productions they put on. The chorus itself is preparing for an old-fashioned Christmas, as BJ said. And Judith, when is that going to be and where?
It's going to be on Saturday, December the 8th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, December the 9th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center on 41 Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown.
There you go. Now, what I should do, BJ, you've lived in the area for a long time, right?
Yeah, about 30 years now, yeah.
About 30 years. Do you say Connecticut or Connecticut? Connecticut.
I just say Connecticut, but I have a feeling it's probably something else.
Okay, just checking.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it said both ways, and I'm not sure which
way.
Well, the
island is Connecticut.
Is it?
That is the name of Jamestown, and I believe that Connecticut is what I've always heard, so I'm guessing Connecticut is probably correct.
So maybe I've learned something today. Now, an old-fashioned Christmas, when you decide what's going to be on your musical programs, you do a little studying and a little digging and so forth, and come up with a program that is tied together some ways, but is this one tied together, or is it merely holiday slash Christmas?
No, we've done all sorts of programs. And by the way, it's not a little digging and a little looking around. It's a lot of looking. While other people are enjoying July 4th, I'm looking through Christmas and seasonal music.
There you go.
So in this case, a lot of the music I considered old-fashioned in that, well, we have three or four pieces that we just sang at Trinity.
Right.
Trinity Rep. And so the rest of it came out in terms of a lot of Oxford Carol book types of arrangements. And so for those folks who are familiar with choral music, you're familiar with John Rutter and David Wilcox arrangements of traditional Irish and Welsh and English folk, not folk, but carols. So we took some Robert Shaw arrangements as well. But a lot of people will recognize these tunes. And then the second half of the program is lightens up, but we're doing songs, really nice jazz arrangements of Have Yourself a Little Merry Little Christmas and so forth.
Jazz stuff, aren't
a little
it?
Bit,
a little bit of jazz. Yeah. Judith, you are also a singer with the group, correct?
Yes.
And what part do you sing?
I sing alto.
Oh,
the altos are number one.
All right.
Well, we're the largest group too.
Oh, you're the largest group. But speaking of that, I want to find out about how people can join up with you. But let's get to a piece of music and talk about this first piece that you have for us.
Well, the Wexford Carol, there are most songs in the Oxford book, a lot of the songs are named after where they come from. So Wexford, Ireland. So this song doesn't sound particularly Irish, but the arrangement is from the Oxford Book.
Just to clarify, that was not the Jamestown Community Chorus with orchestra.
No, that was actually from the Christmas Revels up in Boston. A lot of the music, some of the music we have never done before. And right. So a couple of the recordings we'll hear this evening are going to be the Jamestown Community Chorus. But some of the things, you know, like for example, there's an arrangement of Sleigh Ride,
yeah,
which is a wonderful arrangement. And I'd love to say that it was us, and hopefully we'll do it justice as well as the Louisville Choir does it. But it's not us.
Oh, so, it'll be better. Jamestown's better than
well,
Louisville.
Well, I agree entirely. I
mean, yeah, we'll do that. Judith, let's get back to the fact that you're an alto and sing in the largest group of the chorus. How many people are approximately involved right now, singers like yourself?
I don't know the number for the whole chorus. I know there's about 20 altos.
Mm-hmm.
How many?
We have 50 singers.
50?
Okay.
50.
Okay.
And to be honest, it is fairly balanced to a great extent. Normally, people are usually, choruses do not have enough tenors or basses and so
right.
forth. We actually have 10 tenors and like maybe 12 basses.
Really?
In addition to the sopranos and altos, yes.
Yeah, well, that's great. All right. Well, that'll make it for nice listening. And some of the recordings we're hearing, as we mentioned, won't be this group. But if you want to hear this group, the Jamestown Community Chorus, you have to buy a ticket. And you can do that by going online, correct, Judith?
Yes, you can go online, or you can go to places in Jamestown that regularly sell them, like Baker's Pharmacy or the Secret Garden or the Jamestown Hardware Store.
Okay. And online, it's very simple to remember. It's JamestownChorus.com. JamestownChorus.com. And they take credit cards and all that sort of stuff. And there's even a phone number they can call if they want a real live person, right?
Yes.
Do you have that handy?
Yes, it's 401-423-1574.
423-1574 or 1574. There you go. So check it out and support the Jamestown Community Chorus. And BJ, I'm glad the song that we just listened to was not written in Oneyville, because it would have been... a different title.
Exactly. And the next tune that we're going to listen to is a lot of you will recognize the tune as the Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. But this is an arrangement called Hush, My Dear, Lie Still and Slumber. Again, it's a David Wilcox arrangement from Oxford. This one, again, is not the Jamestown Community Chorus, because this will be the first time we've ever sung this arrangement. And so, not having the recording yet,
yep.
Let's listen to the Bach Choir. What do you think?
Okay. DJ, I think we have time to sneak one more in before our first commercial break. What'll it be?
Away in a Manger, arranged by Robert Sean Alice Parker.
All right, we'll listen to that, then come back and have more of the Jamestown Community Chorus.
Stars in the sky look
The Jamestown Community Chorus is the subject of today's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and pleased to have with me B.J. Whitehouse, the music director of the chorus, and Judith Anderson, who is the publicity chair. And Judith, we did mention that tickets were available for the upcoming concert next week, but why don't you just review everything, date, times, place, and even the prices?
Okay. We're having an old-fashioned Christmas on Saturday, December the 8th at 4 p.m., and Sunday, December the 9th at 3 p.m. at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown. If you buy tickets in advance, it's $15, $17 at the door, so buy them in advance, and $12 for students. And all credit cards are accepted.
All right. And you can also get information by going to the website, which is jamestownchorus.com. And you said, you know, buy them in advance because they're $15 instead of $17. Well, what would be nice is if you sold out and everybody bought them at the door.
Well, I guess that's true.
One of my favorite problems at concerts is running out of chairs.
Isn't that nice when that happens? And I know that it's happened a lot for you in the past, and that's a good thing. That people get out and support, but I'm only kidding. Get your tickets early so that you don't have any concerns about getting in the door, because that has happened to several concerts that I'm aware of in the past. So let's get back to the holiday music, and during the commercial break, we had talked about the fact that you and I are, not Judith, but you and I are old enough to remember vinyl recordings. And records, as we call them. You actually worked in a record store, right?
I did. I ran a record store right out of high school.
A record store.
Mm-hmm. Where they had like vinyl and 8-track tapes.
8-track tapes.
Right, and cassettes. And we actually sold pre-recorded reel-to-reels.
Well, there you go. That's what I was thinking, reel-to-reel. I was presented with an 8-track a few months ago when I was in Dallas by a group that had recorded back then. They said, we still have 8-tracks. So they signed one and gave it to me. But I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, you can look at it.
Yeah, I can look at it.
Paperweight.
Right. Let's get to the next piece of music, which you also mentioned you used to listen to.
Oh, my goodness. We had a recording in my house. My mother was a big fan of the Boston Pops, Arthur Fiedler. And we had the first stereo record player on the street, Admiral... stereo is portable. You would take the top off, and that was one speaker, and the other speaker was in the turntable section. But this particular recording of Arthur Fiedler's Christmas Pops, we heard Sleigh Ride by Leroy Anderson forever and ever, and that was like her favorite. She would just keep going back and playing that particular. So when I found this old arrangement, the arrangement that it wasn't one that the Pops used, but it was one that Leroy Anderson sanctioned for chorus, I was so excited. So we're going to be singing Sleigh Ride this year.
Let's give it a listen.
Oh,
Well, if you weren't in the holiday spirit before, you certainly are now with Sleigh Ride, also one of my favorites, and always gets me kind of bouncing in my chair or whatever and thinking about the holidays. And I know, BJ, when you've been involved with this group, as any music director will tell you, it's not necessarily a one-man show. There are other people that are involved and help out and so forth, right?
Absolutely. There's no way that one person could do all of this. Probably one of the most important people, aside from a music director, is going to be, in this case, the accompanist. And we are very, very lucky to have Don Chung as our accompanist. And that piano part you just heard in Sleigh Ride, it's not as easy as you'd think. And it's not that easy to accompany rehearsal after rehearsal and try to guess where the director's going with this. And sometimes I could be, I guess, a little, out there. And Dawn just does an incredible job. And I'm so pleased she's agreed to solo in our concerts. So the second half of the concert, I always like to have her play one of the songs that she has chosen. And she did, last year she did Winter from Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and everybody was absolutely stunned. Here's this woman who
obviously, not an easy piece.
Oh my goodness, no, and the arrangement is extraordinarily difficult. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's over there playing the accompaniments to things, and then all of a sudden she comes out and does just an incredible job. And so we are very fortunate to have Dawn as our accompanist. It's such a wonderful new voice for our chorus.
Excellent. And when we proceed here, we're going to hear a song that I'm not real familiar with. This next one is, I don't think, at the top of most people's hit parade.
It is not. It's by Tchaikovsky. It's called The Crown of Roses. It's in the Oxford Carol book, and there's really no good time to sing this one. The text is about Christ as a child, and it turns out that, according to the text, Christ had a rose garden. And when children came along and saw him in the rose garden, they started making fun of him and picking the roses. And what happens is, in the story, Christ says, hand me some of those stems. And he took all the flowers off and fashioned a crown of thorns. It's not a crown of roses. It's a rather dour piece of music. But I wanted a little bit of, you know, we have the jingle tingle of the Sleigh Ride.
Right.
But the Crown of Roses has a very somber approach to this, prescient of what's going to happen to this baby who was born, you know, later on. So Tchaikovsky does a very nice job of setting this text.
Thank you.
dramatic mood change from where we were with Sleigh Ride, with horses neighing and whips being heard to the Tchaikovsky piece.
Exactly. I think this time of year brings up so many different things. I mean, between darkness and light and between the hope being born in December, as well as all of the different types of somberness of darkness. So there are, and I, what I really like about this time of year is the way that composers take little shreds of stories. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, our next piece. What are we talking about? Three ships. Is this Columbus Day or something? And no, it's not. It's Christmas.
Three ships.
I saw three ships come sailing in.
All right. We will listen to Three Ships Come Sailing In and then take a short break and be back with more of the Jamestown Community Chorus with Judith and BJ.
I saw three ships come sailing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing on Christmas Day in the morning.
And what was in the ships all three
on Christmas Day?
On Christmas Day in the morning.
O Savior Christ, have mercy. On Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. O Savior Christ, have mercy. On Christmas Day in the morning.
Pray with us, hail the ships all three.
On Christmas Day, on Christmas Day.
Pray with us, hail the ships all three.
On Christmas Day in the morning.
Christmas time in the city. Well, there you go. See, there, now you got me singing. But we've been listening to music provided by the Jamestown Community Chorus. BJ Whitehouse is here, and Judith Anderson, the publicity chair. And BJ, during the commercial break, we were talking about all kinds of great music for Christmas, and we're going to have a chance to listen to some more of that. But before we do, you had an interesting event last night, right?
Well, we've been singing at the Christmas tree lighting in Jamestown for many, many, many. I mean, since this is my 30th season with the chorus, and I've been leading the carol singing at the tree lighting for that long. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of the best events. I think one of my favorite parts about being in Jamestown is that everybody pitches in. There are all these different organizations, the band and the theater do this great work. All these civic organizations. And one of my favorite episodes during this was years ago, these two couples came up to me and said, you know, we love coming here. We've been coming here forever. And I said, oh, you don't live here? And they said, oh, no, we live in Connecticut. And I said, well, don't you have a tree lighting in your town? He said, we couldn't do this in our town. And I said, what do you mean? And both of them were retired police officers. And they said that they could not ensure the safety of everybody in an event like this. And I said, oh, I said, how did you find us? We were coming across the bridge and we saw the tree at East Ferry there. And we said, that looks interesting. And we happened to get drawn there. They had been coming there for over 15 years.
Wow.
And so I look for them every year.
What a great story.
It's a great story, but that's Jamestown.
The tree was almost a star in the sky.
Oh, it's one of my favorite. If you're coming westbound on the Newport Bridge in December, mm-hmm. following like last night's tree lighting, look for the tree. It's huge. And people donate the tree every year. The local boatyard sets it up every year. Volunteers decorate it every year. It's beautiful.
So as you're coming over the bridge, if people look towards
the south, look down downtown. Oh, yeah. Look okay. toward. I mean, keep your eye on the bridge, but you know, if you're on your driving.
Yes.
But if you get an opportunity, if you're not driving, if you're
a
passenger, take a look because right. It is known as cheery. It is
Excellent.
A cheery sight.
Excellent. And then you have another thing coming up in a week or so after this concert, which is going to be on the 8th and 9th. What's that?
We are very pleased to be able to help out where we can around the community. We've donated all sorts of things, but the most important thing, of course, is donating time. So almost the entire chorus will be over in Newport at the Newport Marriott on the 12th, Wednesday, at 6:30. To perform in a benefit for the Martin Luther King Jr. House. It's a community center in Newport, and we have been happy enough to be able to go over there for a number of years. There's a jazz band that plays. There's different types of groups that sing, but the Jamestown Community Chorus has always gone over to help when we can, and we sing, you know, and lead a sing-along with the audience in the lobby of the Marriott.
Excellent. Sounds like something I've got to do. I want to be led by you in a sing-along.
It is a lot of fun.
All right. Well, let's talk about a lot of fun. Let's get back to some more holiday music. What do you have for us next?
Well, this is one of the lesser-known carols, I believe. It's called it's called Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yeah,
you may have heard of it.
I might have heard this one.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Certainly one of the most popular of all the Christmas carols. And BJ, before I go to Judith and ask her about tickets and so forth, Christmas carols, the word carols,
mm-hmm.
versus Christmas hymns.
Well, a carol actually was originally a dance. It was a round dance. And that there were these different songs that were sung seasonally as carols.
Hmm.
And so Christmas carol not necessarily was a dance. It just sort of one of those terms that kind of caught on, and that's what we're using today.
All right, so it's a Christmas song, or?
Well, it's the same thing. When you say, is it a chorus or is it a choir?
There
is it
go.
A carol? Is it a hymn? Well, a hymn is actually a chorale, which is actually, you know, a four-part liturgical piece of music, and it's pretty specifically codified. I mean, a chorale is a four-part piece that's usually this long and so forth,
yeah.
And is usually, not usually, it is always of a religious text. A carol doesn't necessarily have to be that, but when you hear Hark the Herald Angels Sing, that is a liturgical text,
yeah.
But it's considered a carol.
Hmm.
Why?
Okay.
I don't know.
Why? See, this is why I bring you here, so I can find these things out. Things I want to know. And speaking of that, Judith, let's find out about how to get tickets and where to go.
Okay. You can buy tickets $15 in advance or $17 at the door, so you want to get those in advance, $12 for students. All credit cards are accepted. You can go to Baker's Pharmacy in Jamestown or the Secret Garden in Jamestown or the Jamestown Hardware and buy tickets there, or you can go online to jamestownchorus.com.
All right. And, of course, we're talking about the concert that's going to be next week at the Jamestown Recreation Center, Saturday, December 8th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, December 9th at 3 p.m. And, BJ, is probably the reason that you did that was to confuse people. 4 o'clock one day, 3 o'clock the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's move along with more holiday music. And is this a carol or
hymn? I don't know. It's a song you're going to be familiar with. But the part about this one is a lot of people don't understand the title. They always think it's about merry gentlemen, and it's not. What happened was the typical phrase was "God rest you merry," and it meant "Have a merry Christmas." There's a comma that follows "merry." God rest you merry, gentlemen.
Well, see, something else I didn't know.
See?
There you go.
God rest you merry, gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy time of Christmas all other doubt and face. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Well, BJ, as we come close to the end of another program here, I want to thank both you and Judith for coming in once again and being part of Conducting Conversations. It's nice to see you both.
Well, you're always very welcome, and it's always our pleasure to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you. Judith, I hope your holidays are great, and you have a great time on this concert, which is going to be next weekend.
I can hardly wait.
All right. So get out, support the Jamestown Community Chorus at the Jamestown Recreation Center, 41 Connecticut Avenue in Jamestown. An old-fashioned Christmas, Saturday, December 8th at 4 p.m., Sunday, December 9th at 3 p.m., and remember that you can get tickets in advance for just $15, $17 at the door, and $12 for students. All credit cards are accepted. If you'd like a phone number to call the old-fashioned way, I'll take out my flip phone and I'll call 401-423-1574, or I'll do the crank on the wall that I still have. Maybe that's the way to go. And you can also check out jamestownchorus.com. And BJ, we have one more song to listen to, and then that you're going to introduce, and then a lot of old favorites. We'll just throw some in the end, get everybody in the mood.
Absolutely. I hope that everybody understands it. As old-fashioned Christmas, some of the old-fashioned parts are late 20th century. There's a few jazz standards we'll listen to at the end of the program here. But the next one probably has to be one of the most famous Christmas songs, carols. It's not a hymn. It's all about figgy pudding, and we're not going to go until we get some. And this is the Oxford arrangement of We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Great sentiment for all of you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings, we bring to your hearts, your King. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We won't stop.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.